Well, if you're looking for a way to commemorate Youth Day, to do something, if you are a young person, you might want to consider donating blood. There is a call for blood donations from the SA National Blood Service, saying that supplies have dipped below pre-pandemic levels. The Globe also observing World Blood Donor Day on Monday this week. So let's speak to Ravi Reddy, who is the CEO at the SA National Blood Services. Ravi, good afternoon to you. Good Youth Day to you as well. Your call for the young people, what should they be doing today?
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you very much for having us on the show. So our call is really for the young donors that are eligible to donate between the ages of 16 and 65 and leading a low risk lifestyle to go in and give a unit of blood and become a regular blood donor.
So, Ravi, how do you encourage young people? I remember as a kid, I often donated blood at school. It was a regular occurrence. And then I stopped when I was a young adult, and I've started again recently. How do you develop that culture of donating blood?
So, you're absolutely correct. Our entire strategy pre-March last year was we go into schools and we target even the 16-year-olds with education, etc. And then when scholars turn to 16, you know, we go in, we educate them in the class and ask them to start donating. So the culture of blood donation starts at a very early age, and then we go into higher education institutes and then into businesses. And you are quite correct, a fair number of the students, you know, when they go to higher education institutes or start work, tend to stop donating blood. But later, as they get towards the 30s, they've already been donors, and a lot of them come back and donate blood. So we do find that we need to target our donors pretty early so that they continue donating later in life. I just want to put into context what COVID-19 has done for us, or done to the blood.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that. And also for people that might be a bit afraid of coming to donate blood, if you can just give us some context there.
Yeah. So pre-March last year in South Africa, our donor base of so the 16 to 25-year-old age group comprised of 35% of our donor base. So just over one-third of our blood donors were in the 16 to 25 years age group. When I looked at it this morning, we were just under 15%. So we had almost 20% drop in our donor base amongst the youth. And really the key issues was because of the lockdown. So our access to schools, higher education institutes, businesses, was dramatically decreased. In fact, in level 5, and as we moved out of level 5, with schools being closed, we simply just couldn't get in. Even though we tried other avenues, you know, going into communities, et cetera, we weren't as successful. We, you know, pre-March last year, we were already working with WHO and other global organizations. So we already started the process of, you know, planning for COVID, and donating blood is today as safe as going anywhere. The precautions that we take when you come in with sanitizing, screening, social distancing, et cetera, and our staff are well-trained. So donating blood poses very little risk of contracting COVID-19.
Well, Ravi, thank you so much for that. An important call to the youth today. And it's a great way for people to make a difference. Ravi Reddy, the CEO at the SA National Blood Services, the SANBS. So go out there today if you're looking for something to do. It's definitely an option for you. They're about 5% below pre-COVID-19 levels. The demand really is increasing. And they're desperate to ensure that the supply is there to meet the demand. So if you are over 16 years of age, if you're over 50 kilograms, then go and donate blood and commemorate Youth Day that way.